While homelessness has long time been a topic in the Southern Humboldt community, it has come to the forefront of community discussion this summer in the wake of a series of fires starting in and around homeless camps. To learn more about the issues surrounding the houseless population, KMA News spoke with Kathy Miller, president of the board of SoHum Housing Opportunities, also known as SHO. SHO's mission is to explore all options for creating adequate shelter for the whole community, including safe, legal camping, transitional housing villages, and eventually permanent housing. Miller told us about some of the programs that SHO has worked on.
We are a small nonprofit. We just gained our nonprofit status in 2018. And we want to serve and find housing and services for homeless people in Southern Humboldt. So we started out a few years ago looking for a property that we could buy and fix up and make into a resource center. And then as we are still in the process of doing that, then COVID hit. And so when COVID hit, we decided that we wanted to run a shelter in place area where we could put the most vulnerable of the homeless in our area so that they are the people that are most at risk for developing serious complications if they get COVID-19. So we gathered a bunch of people, and what we did was we got support from Humboldt Area Foundation, and they funded that first couple weeks at a local motel in town. And we were able to house, I think, around 24 people at first because people were doubling up in every room. And then after a couple weeks, Department of Health and Human Services saw what we were doing, and they decided to take over the funding, which has been wonderful. So they have paid for our, I facilitated, and they paid for the rooms there for the last year and 3 months. So
housing is not just an issue for the houseless community in SoHum, but an issue facing the community at large.
Even for people that do have money and jobs, there's lots of people out there that they don't have, you know, any place to stay. You know, there's really almost zero affordable housing here. And I remember meeting people in the grocery store a couple years ago, a woman who said she had to go home to her tent after work, you know, at 10 o'clock because she didn't have a place to stay. So that's pretty bad. And then when, you know, our healthcare facilities, for instance, often have visiting doctors or nurses and that work here for a while, and they, you know, it's really hard to find them a place. So everybody benefits when we have more housing.
Of course, housing isn't the only issue facing the homeless population. There are many other services that would benefit this community.
There's a lot of issues. I guess for homeless people personally, you know, as I mentioned, there is the mental health problems there that need to be addressed for some of them. There are drug and alcohol problems that could use counseling and help. And people live out in the woods, so they, you know, they're usually too poor to buy trash bags, and so their trash gets scattered around, and that's where ERCP comes in. My husband, you know, goes around, gives people trash bags, asks them to fill them up, and then he comes and picks them up the following week. So that's a problem too, you know, and there's needles and things left around scattered in the woods. And it's really sad to see our absolutely gorgeous woods, you know, trashed. But that the problem goes so much deeper than that. People need housing. And we need to, you know, for the people who are saying, you know, you can, oh, you need to just put them on a bus and get them out of here. That's not a solution. That will not happen. In fact, a high percentage, more than half of our homeless around here grew up here or have been here for, you know, 30 years or something. So they're not going to want to go someplace else.
Miller says that homelessness is an issue all over, but places like Garberville that are located directly on the 101 see higher rates. This isn't the case in towns like Ferndale, which are located further off the highway. Furthermore, Miller says that in towns where people have adequate low-income housing and aren't having to sleep on the streets and wooded areas, crime goes down, and there is much less litter, panhandling, loitering, and trash. And the town becomes a more inviting place for all, including tourists, low-income workers, and people of all incomes.
There's a lot of people that are very misinformed about what's going on. And, you know, they think that we're enabling the homeless to, you know, carry on doing what they're doing. But I find that the opposite is true. When you give somebody a shelter to live in, not everybody is going to say, hey, this is my chance to get my life together. But there are people that do. They come in, they finally get a roof over their head, and they're like, wow, I have to take care of my health problem. I should get counseling for my drug problem. And, you know, now that I can take a shower, I can, you know, get up, and now that I'm getting some nutrition in my body, I can go and you know, get a job, and maybe I can get a reference from this person that sees that I'm doing much better than I was. And, you know, one thing leads to another. People do get better. Not everybody, and it's frustrating, yes, but you know, homeless people are just like you and me. They're, you know, they're just people that had some really bad luck, and some may have created their problems, people may say, but we don't know what led up to them doing that.
For Miller, this summer's fires only make it that much more clear that housing is essential.
We need to house people. People shouldn't be living in these privately owned properties and vulnerable, you know, woods in the summertime. These are people that are sick, some of them, and, you know, they may light a fire and forget about it. You know, it's very scary to us, as it is to most of the homeless, you know.
Unfortunately, Miller says that there is very little property in the area that is buildable and close to services. But SHO continues to work on finding space to address the lack of housing in the area and raising funding for their mission. Miller encourages those who want to help to get involved.
I hope that the people that are involved in helping get heard, because we do hear a lot of the complaining on Facebook, but I noticed lately that we're hearing a lot of people who have ideas about what can be done to help, you know, the situation from the root level, like we're trying to do, you know. So that's encouraging to me. I hope people voice their concerns, but also voice their ideas. And if people have energy that and a little time that they can give or funding, that would be very helpful as well.
To learn more about SHO, visit sohumhousing.org.